This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come to you from the busyness of our lives, seeking your peace. We come bringing our sadness, seeking your comfort. Our tears that you will dry them, our hopes and our dreams that they may mold, that you may mold them according to your will. We come to be renewed today by your Spirit, to have our faith strengthened, and to hear your life-giving words. Amen. Good morning. Death and dying are subjects that we do not find easy to deal with. And as a result, we as individuals and we as a modern people tend to avoid it at all cost. Unfortunately, all three readings this morning deal with death. So I have no choice. I can't avoid it. Immediately when we hear today's gospel reading of the raising of Lazarus, I believe there are some questions that immediately come to our hearts and to our minds. First of all, why did Lazarus have to die now? And not only that, I believe there is a very restless question about the peculiar behavior that Jesus seems to be demonstrating. It seems so inconceivable that Jesus would not have responded to his friends immediately and made it a priority to be there with Mary and Martha, knowing how devastating their brother's death was for them. Scripture tries to answer that concern by stating God would be glorified and the disciples would believe. There's an original episode of Star Trek that has Captain Kirk pitted against a megalomaniac computer that is out to destroy the universe. And eventually, Captain Kirk discovers there's one word, one phrase that begins to mess up that computer. The question is, why? And so Kirk continues to bombard that computer with that question, why? And as a result, the computer disintegrates and Captain Kirk saves the universe. In any painful or heartbreaking situation, the first question that comes to our lips is why? Why me? Why my family? Why this sickness or why this disease? Why have I lost my job? Why this untimely death? Why this grief and bereavement? And when those feelings are raw for us, we begin to feel that God has abandoned us and that the heavens are silent. We are desperate for God to come and rescue us. Some kind of superhero, please come and help us. And when that doesn't seem to occur, we cry out in anguish because of our desperation. I believe that this is what was happening to Mary and Martha. Lazarus has died. While he was ill, they sent word to Jesus that he whom he loved is sick. Now, they didn't invite Jesus to come back to Bethany. Perhaps they didn't think he needed an invitation. Perhaps they also believed that all he had to do was to say the word wherever he was, and Lazarus would be healed. But Mary and Martha waited, and Jesus did not come. They had the funeral, and Jesus did not come. They cried for days until there seemed to be no more tears, but again, Jesus did not come. And then, 4 days too late, Jesus finally shows up. And I think you can begin to sense the disappointment and perhaps even the anger in the words that both Mary and Martha share. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Have you ever heard words like that? Of course we have. If you had only been here, we would not be in the trouble that we are. We would have avoided what is happening. If you had only cared enough, if you had only been doing your job, we would not be in this situation. Wow, the guilt that we lay upon each other and ourselves. But Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said to Mary and to Martha, your brother will rise again. But Martha said, I know he will rise again on the last day. But I really believe that what she's saying is, Jesus, you needed to help us 4 days ago. And why are you talking about a resurrection that's happening in the future? Jesus simply says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. Whoever believes in me shall never die. And to that, he then asks that big question. Do you believe? Martha, do you believe? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? And to that, Martha responds, yes, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you are the one who is coming into the world. And then suddenly Mary comes on to the scene with her tears. And Jesus saw how broken she was because of the death of her brother. And because she wept, Jesus wept. And they go to the tomb, and Jesus requires that the stone be removed. And Martha protests, Lord, we can't. He's been dead for 4 days, the stench. And then Jesus simply prayed. And then calls out, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus comes forth with all the bands of cloth wrapped around his body. And the people go, whoa. Whatever many believed. But let's step back for a moment to what Jesus said earlier. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And then he asked Martha, do you believe? What Jesus is saying to her is, in life and in death, I am Lord. In life and in death, I am with you. In life and in death, I have the answers to your questions, to your concerns, and to your needs. Do you believe this? How would you answer? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus is life for all of us? And that he truly answers our questions, our needs and concerns? As stated earlier, with any painful or heartbreaking situation, our first question is why. And more often than not, those questions cannot be answered or resolved. But what we can do is to ask, how can I deal with the reality of my pain and suffering as I am confronted with these dilemmas now in my life? How can I do it? And that is what Jesus is helping us to realize with this story today. When you are lonely, do you not see Jesus as the answer to your loneliness? When you lose a job, do you not believe that God will continue to provide for you and your family? When someone in your family is ill and suffering, do you not believe that Jesus is with them to continue to sustain them, to give them hope? If a partner or spouse dies, do you not believe that death is not the end? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And then he asks, do you believe? Do you believe? It's not easy for us to believe. It's never easy. You see, when things are going so well for us, we don't often think about our faith, do we? When things are going so well for us, we don't remember to stop and pray, do we? When things are going well, we forget God, do we not? When things are going well, we get so busy, caught up in life, that we don't have time for God. And so we drift away from God. And so you see, it's not easy to believe when things are going well. But the reverse is just as true. For when things are going poorly in our life, it's hard to believe in God. Because we find ourselves asking, God, where are you? God, why can't you answer my prayers? Lord, why have you abandoned me? It's not easy to believe when things are not going well. But when our hearts are broken, when we are on the edge of true hopelessness, I believe we can always remember this story about Mary and Martha and their broken hearts. You know, when Mary came onto the scene weeping, Jesus suddenly began to weep with her. She had wept for 4 days, and Jesus saw how broken her heart was, and he wept with her. Now, it's interesting. We tend to lose some of the true meaning from the original Greek for the word wept. In the true Greek, what it really means is that Jesus was so deeply moved that when he wept, he shook. Seeing the broken heart of Mary and knowing his own broken heart, they shook with grief and with tears. We all know that kind of grief, do we not? But that's not the end of the story. Because Jesus went then about bringing healing where healing seemed totally impossible. He went to restore Lazarus's life. But in doing so, he also restored life and meaning for Mary and Martha. He took the brokenhearted and made them whole once again. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. In life and in death, I can make you whole. And then he asks, do you believe? Theologian Wolfhart Pannenberg makes this statement about Jesus' resurrection. He writes, the evidence of Jesus' resurrection is so strong that nobody would question it except for two things. First of all, a very unusual event. But secondly, if you believe it happened, you have to change the way you live. If you believe in the resurrection, you have to change the way you live. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. In life and in death, I will make you whole. Do you believe this? What is your answer? A young priest shares the story of his 4-year-old daughter. At Easter time, she happened to show up in a beautiful hat and gloves and a dress. She loved making fashion statements. And so that Easter day, she was quite proud of her Easter outfit. Later in the week, her mommy found her playing with her dolls. The dolls were all dressed up, as she told her mommy. They're in their Sunday best. And with them, she is playing church, and they're having Holy Communion. But what the mother noticed was that the daughter, in playing with her dolls, was talking about dying and death and rising from death. And so the mother is thinking, maybe this is the time that I need to intervene and begin to share with my young daughter a little bit about what death and dying is all about. And so she interrupts her play and says, "Sweetie, where did you hear these words about death and dying and rising?" And she responds simply, "Mommy, in church, were you not listening?" Were you not listening? Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. In death and in life, I will make you whole." Do you believe? Do you believe? The true miracle of life that is illustrated by this wonderful story of the raising of Lazarus is when we find ourselves on the edge of giving up hope, when we find ourselves in the darkest moment, in the worst possible situation, suddenly God's touch is there. And it often occurs through others who are surrounding us. We know, we trust, we wait when times are hard. That is all we can do. But we know and we trust that God works for good for all those who believe in him. Let us pray. Once again, O Lord, inspire our failing faith. Recharge our commitment. Redirect our thoughts and our actions into the way of Christ. Make this day and every day a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus and the new life that we find in him. Speak, that we may know we are on holy ground. Touch us, that we may feel your presence transforming our hearts and our minds. And send us out to touch others with your love. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.